from KQED.
Arnold Schwarzenegger will leave California's budget problems far behind when he delivers a speech next week at the UN Climate Conference in Copenhagen. The governor is the best-known Californian at the international summit, but there are dozens of California entrepreneurs, scientists, and politicians also hoping to leave their mark on the meeting. Los Angeles Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz is covering the climate gathering in Copenhagen. I asked him what California is hoping to gain.
Well, I think the California delegation is definitely coming here to show the rest of the world that they can learn from California. We're one of the few states that has passed bold carbon dioxide reducing legislation in the United States. And, we have some of the best scientists in the world. And of course, we've got some of the most leading innovative green tech companies in the world, too. And so I think, they're here basically to put on a show promoting California.
You could argue, though, that the governor would spend his time more efficiently just talking to the governors of Nevada and Oregon and Arizona to try to pass the sort of legislation we've passed here so that businesses don't leave California for their states. Is he doing some of that kind of thing, or is the state doing that kind of thing in Copenhagen, encouraging other states to do what California's done?
Yeah, that's a very good point. But I think that there is value in Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger coming to an international forum like this. First, he's a celebrity. Everybody knows who he is. Secondly, even though those states may not have certain representatives here, he can try and convince the rest of the world that they should be doing their best to reach a deal that will institute a similar cap and trade program throughout the world. It's in California's, of course, best interest to have our neighbors both domestically and internationally to be on the same playing field.
We don't know exactly what the governor will say next week. I think he's speaking on Tuesday. I assume he won't be lecturing China or India on what to do, but what do you think he will be saying? To whom is he directing his remarks?
Well, part of his platform here is going to be talking about subnationals, and these basically are states, provinces, cities, towns that have worked independently of their national governments to get real change done in terms of greenhouse gas emission reductions, basically talking on behalf of the little guy in such an international forum and saying, you need to, I know that you're talking about all these high-level goals here, but you also need to look at what your people are doing on a local level, because it's going to be us, after all, that will have to implement a lot of the deals that you make here.
As you mentioned, California has some of the world's leading climate scientists, climatologists. There are some top technology folks who are there. But there's also a lot of NGO representatives, nonprofit organizations. What's their role there, especially the ones from California?
I think their role is to also get the word out about what they're doing. I talked to Lewis Bloomberg, who works for the Nature Conservancy, and he heads the California's climate programs. And his big issue is forests. And, here's what he said.
In the state of California, we're already at several layers of detail, much more specific than is ever going to happen here at this meeting. This is a very high-level discussion here. That'll be some high-level language. California is down into the weeds, literally into the forest floor.
Rob, to what extent is that notion that California is leading the way prevalent there in Copenhagen? In other words, is there a sense that what California is doing or has done can be applied not just to other states, but, to other countries as well?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think Lewis, what he's doing with the Nature Conservancy is one example. He's trying to take a program that, he helped pioneer in California to getting carbon credit for conserving forests and using that same template for developing countries that haven't been able to implement such infrastructure. And so I think, this is one of the many ways that the developing world can take a lesson from what California has already implemented in a legal way.
Google has a big contingent there in Copenhagen, and a lot of other others from California, entrepreneurs, CEOs are there. I'm wondering just to what extent are those California entrepreneurs kind of hoping to cash in on what comes out of this conference?
Oh, well, this is really important for them. They've been waiting for a stable system that will ensure them in the future, a steady marketplace in the future to invest in, you know, and to make the proper investments both on a local level and on the international level. So this is the, you know, these cap and trades schemes in many ways represent that to them. And that shows them, look, okay, you know, we can now plan for 10 years down the line. This is still going to be there, and they're still going to have a need for this. You know, this all gets down to supply and demand. And if they don't have a long-term commitment for that, you're not going to see, a confident investment in, you know, anything that has to do with clean tech.
Los Angeles Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reporting this week and next from the UN Climate Summit in Copenhagen. By the way, you can read more from Rob on his blog. You'll find it at californiareport.org. Rob, thanks so much.
Thank you, Scott.